Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Have you ever felt like giving up? Seemed like things weren't working out the way you wanted them to? Because of something someone did or said or didn't do. Perhaps you did something you regretted and you feel like you just can't get things right. That a solution to the situation seems impossible. Sometimes you might even feel like God's forgotten your address. But fret not. God knows everything about you. Even the number of hairs on your head, or in my case, beard. Now, here's some really great news from the Word of God. Your impossibilities of the past are about to become possibilities for the future, starting right here in 2018. I'm going to make a statement, and I want you to get it deep down inside of you. In fact, I'm going to repeat it four times. If God woke you up this morning, He's not through with you yet. If God woke you up this morning, He's not through with you yet. If God woke you up this morning, He's not through with you yet. If God woke you up this morning, He's not through with you yet. I've repeated it four times because we need to get a hold of that. One of my favorite books of 2014 was entitled, "The Buzzards Are Circling, But God's Not Through With Me Yet." A great book. See, God wasn't through with Caleb at 85. He's not through with you. He wasn't through with Moses when it seemed that his whole world came crashing down. He wasn't through with Peter when he denied him three times. He wasn't through with Thomas when he doubted him. He wasn't through with Paul when he persecuted and killed his followers. And you got it. He's not through with you yet. He wants to help you turn your impossibilities into possibilities.
Philippians 1, verse 6 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "And I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that He who began a good work in you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, right up to the time of His return, developing that good work and perfecting and bringing it to full completion in you."
Hallelujah. That verse, Philippians 1:6, holds seven keys to our future. And why you can know if God woke you up this morning, He's not through with you yet. Number one, and these are from Philippians 1:6. Number one, "And I'm convinced and sure of this very thing." There aren't many people or things that you can be sure of in life. People close to you may tell or promise you things, but unfortunately they can't or don't follow through. They mean to and want to follow through, but it just doesn't happen. And sometimes for good reasons. Other times, not so good reasons. So you really can't always be sure or convinced of what they say will happen. But when God tells you something, you can take it to the bank. When we read God's promises in His Word, it's not a question of if, but when the manifestation will come.
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 in the Living Bible. "And by that same mighty power, He has given us all the other riches and wonderful blessings He promised. For instance, the promise to save us from the lust and rottenness all around us, and to give us His own character."
Number two, He who began a good work in you. I once was told a story about a little five-year-old boy who was misbehaving one Sunday morning in church. The boy's mother couldn't get the youngster to stop talking and fidgeting, so she turned to her son, bent down, and whispered in his ear. Why are you acting like this, honey? She paused for a moment, placed her hand on his tiny shoulder, and a gentle voice quietly questioned, don't you know who created you? The boy glanced up at his mother and smiled with his eyes filled with hope. Then he explained, God made me, Mom, but he's not through with me yet. And he's not through with us yet. Have you thought about the special plans, blessings, and opportunities that you've yet to see or realize? God is wanting to help us turn our impossibilities into possibilities for his glory and honor.
2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 11 and 12 in the Classic Amplified Bible. With this in view, we constantly pray for you, that our God may deem and count you worthy of your calling and his every gracious purpose of goodness, and with a power may complete in your every particular work of faith. Faith, which is that leaning of the whole human personality on God, in absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness. Thus, may the name of our Lord Jesus Christ be glorified and become more glorious through and in you. And may you also be glorified in him, according to the grace, favor, and blessing of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One.
Number three, and again, these seven keys are coming from Philippians 1:6. We'll continue until the day of Jesus Christ, right up to the time of his return. 1 John 2:25.
In the Message Bible. Stay with what you heard from the beginning, the original message. Let it sink into your life. If what you heard from the beginning lives deeply in you, you will live deeply in both Son and Father. This is exactly what Christ promised, eternal life, real life.
Stay with what you've heard from the beginning. God is not through with you yet. Let it sink deeply in your very being. If God woke you up this morning, he's not through with you yet. Because this is your year of deliverance from any and everything that's holding you back from fulfilling your divine destiny.
John 8, verses 31 and 32 in the King James Version. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
If we continue in God's word, we're providing a fertile mental and spiritual field for him to plant the seeds of success and prosperity. As we know the truth, it will set us free in every area. Number four, developing that good work. 1 Timothy 6:18 in the King James says, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. Strong's Concordance, the word good is the Greek word G14, and it means to work good, to do well, to act rightly. Strong's Concordance, the word for rich, is the Greek word G4147. It means to be rich, have abundance, outward possessions, to be richly supplied. The second time the word good is mentioned in 1 Timothy 6:18, it's the Greek word G2570. G2570, it means beautiful, handsome, excellent, eminent, choice, surpassing, precious, useful, suitable, commendable, admirable. The word works is the Greek word G2041, and it means business, employment, that which only anyone is occupied, any product, whatever, anything accomplished by hand, art, industry, or mind.
1 Timothy 6, verse 18 in the New Living Translation says, tell them to use their money to do good. They should be rich in good works and generous to those in need, always being ready to share with others. By doing this, they will be storing up their treasure as a good foundation for the future so that they may experience true life.
Number five, perfecting. Luke 1:45. And blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. According to Strong's Concordance, the word performance means a completing, a perfecting, an accomplishment. Talking about Mary, the first part of Luke 1:45 says, and blessed is she that believed. There are over 2,000 precious promises in the Scripture. The key to manifestation of these promises in our lives is that we first believe. Our perfecting is directly tied to whether or not we not only believe, but act on the precious promises of God. Number six, bringing it to full completion in you. Bringing it to full completion in you. Now, we need to get a hold of this. God, the creator of heaven and earth, the master of the universe, the great I am, started good work in us. And it means to complete it. It doesn't matter what anybody says about us. It doesn't matter whether we feel we've fallen short of the things we dreamed about. We've got to know that our Heavenly Father wants, desires, intends to complete a good work in us. If we can get a hold of this, and nothing else. Well, if you can do that, your time listening to this call would have been well invested.
Acts 20, verse 24 in the Classic Amplified Bible. But none of these things move me. Neither do I esteem my life dear to myself. If only I may finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have obtained from, which was entrusted to me by the Lord Jesus, faithfully to attest to the good news, the gospel of God's grace, his unmerited favor, spiritual blessing, and mercy.
Let nothing or no one move you except the word of the Lord. He's not through with you yet. And number seven is exactly what it says. God is not through with you yet. In the mid-1990s, Marta Henry wrote a song. It was made popular by the Bowlings, a Southern gospel group. Part of the lyrics go like this. You might be looking failure in the eye. You're sure you want to give up. You've lost the will to try. Everything you've planned has come apart. You're through with starting over. You're running out of heart. Now, if that's you, listen to the chorus of that song. God's not through with you. He's got a work only you can do. Don't fall for Satan's lies. God's hands still on your life. Oh, no, God's not through with you yet. That's a great song. And always remember, if God woke you up this morning, he's not through with you. Regardless of your circumstances or what's going on around you, God is not through with you yet. This is going to be 2018, your year of deliverance from any and everything holding you back from fulfilling your divine destiny and doing the things that God stirs in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go to heraldhearing.com, check out this week's two-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says, that's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. No, tonight at 6 p.m., Sunday Night Live. Tonight, 6 p.m., Sunday Night Live. And then again in the morning at 8:30 Eastern and every day. Till then, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you.